And I actually have another question for you. When we're talking about power, this is coming up a lot right now in the news. Mike Lee was talking about Trump's Mexico tariff threat shows Congress must reclaim trade powers. Do you want to talk about tariffs really fast and Congress's role?
Bless his heart, Mr. Mike Lee. Bless his heart. You know, I have written about this over and over again. The president carries no authority whatsoever to issue tariffs. And so any tariff that he issues ought to be considered null and void. And the vice president, which probably wouldn't, because the vice president is no longer an independent electee, you know, by the 12th Amendment, the vice president is supposed to be running on a separate ballot and be run and run as a separate entity. Our running mates are a completely unconstitutional entity. So technically speaking, the vice president or the president of the Senate ought to be issuing a letter to these foreign countries and saying, look, our president doesn't have the authority to do what he's doing. Just ignore him. Our Department of our departments are not going to enforce them. I mean, the Secretary of War did that to Abraham Lincoln. I mean, Abraham Lincoln made a deal with shipmasters, okay? So at the end of the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln said, all right, we will pay you $50 a head for every former slave that you now take out of America and ship to another country. There was a shipmaster by the name of Kulk who made that arrangement with Lincoln to take a whole shipload of Africans from America to Haiti. Well, halfway there, okay, he's already made this agreement with Lincoln. Halfway there, the president of the Secretary of War contacts Kulk and says, I'm sorry, the president has made a deal he doesn't have the constitutional authority to make, so we're not going to be honoring this deal.
Was that Edwin Stanton?
I don't remember who the Secretary of War is. That's it might be.
Edwin Stanton.
Yeah,
I mean, you can look that up. It's one of those hidden truths in history because nobody wants to talk about the fact that Lincoln was incredibly racist and, you know, he whatever. That's a whole other story.
hold on.
That's exactly what should happen.
Hold on just a moment. I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
You hear the work bell ring.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. We have Chris Ann for a few more minutes, and so happy about that, by the way. She is joining us in this hour, and I couldn't be more glad that she is, actually. We're talking about tariffs, and I thought when you were talking about Abraham Lincoln, that really does, you almost need to explain it from the beginning. Give us like a one-minute snapshot on that, because I don't think most people realize what Abraham Lincoln did and how he realized that he wasn't allowed to use that tool in the tool chest when he used it.
Yeah, so Lincoln was going to solve the problem of having all of these newly freed slaves in the country by removing them from the country. And his plan was to pay shipmasters $50 a person for every freed slave that they took out of the country. And the Secretary of War intervened After Lincoln, mind you, and I mean, he didn't bring it up and say, hey, can we do this? Lincoln made these deals, made contracts with these shipments, and then the Secretary of War had to come in and write a letter to the shipment and saying, sorry, the president doesn't have the authority to do this, so guess what? We are not going to be honoring this deal because the people cannot be bound to an unconstitutional agreement by the president. And so that's what needs to happen with these tariffs. Now, here's the problem. As you know, Mike Lee has put out there, probably not the way he should, but, you know, recognize, hey, it's not Donald Trump. It's Congress.
It's Congress.
Congress is the one who has unconstitutionally abdicated or delegated its constitutional authority, because tariffs is a power reserved to the legislative branch by the Constitution. And so then Congress, over these years, which they've done many, many, many times, has transferred their powers reserved to them by the Constitution, to the President of the United States through some kind of legislative act. Well, those legislative acts are completely and totally unconstitutional, but worse than that, Kate. They're an attack on the Constitution. Because what happens now is you violated the most important principle of our Constitution, and that separation of powers.
Right.
You're consolidating the power in the hands of the president that ought to be divided between the president and legislative branches. And what happens now, the reason Congress is doing this, by the way, Kate, we're seeing this. We know now. We should know looking at this. The reason that they're doing this is exactly what we're seeing. Why is everybody calling for the impeachment of Donald Trump and no one calling for the impeachment of your congressman? Because Congress has succeeded in what they were doing. They transfer this power to the president, unconstitutionally, mind you, so therefore illegally, so that they can hide behind their inaction and in their incompetence and force all the accountability on the president himself, so that when things don't go the way they want it, they can point it at the president and say, look, it's his fault, it's his fault, it's his fault. Now, I understand people out there saying, well, but Congress won't do anything. They're not doing their job. Donald Trump is up there cleaning out the swamp. We should support him in what he's doing because Congress won't do their job. So, Kate, this is the very proof that I'm trying to tell you about. Anybody who complains about Congress not doing their job and is not working to remove their congressman in one way, shape, or form is the real problem. Because we don't want President Trump or any president ever to be exercising power that they've not been granted through the Constitution.
Right. And they did it to themselves. And so, and he was talking about them reclaiming that power. Mike Lee was. But
reclaiming, Kate, that's ridiculous. It's never been legally transferred.
Exactly. So they have to call that out and say, you know, this has not been legally transferred because it was illegal. Nope.
They won't call out. Even Mike Lee is not calling it out. Even Mike Lee is not saying, hey, look, this act that we transferred this power to the president is completely unconstitutional. We should have never done that. And by the terms of the Constitution, Article 6, Clause 2, Mike Lee should be saying, by Article 6, Clause 2, this transfer of power is unconstitutional and is therefore null and void. So we're going to be drafting a letter to these countries and saying, no, we can't do this. But if we want to do tariffs, we have to do it here in Congress. But Mike Lee is not even pointing that out. You know why? Because if they start pointing that out, then it's going to be this cascade of House of Cards coming down.
Every unconstitutional
law. All of the transfers of powers that they've done.
That's what Uncle Milty said. Every unconstitutional thing that they've done will be attached to each other with tentacles, right?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And this is the dishonesty that is happening in Congress. And even in Mike Lee, this is the dishonesty. Because I believe Mike Lee knows exactly what I'm telling you. And here's the thing. It's not that they don't want to bring down the House of Cards entirely. They don't want the responsibility to fall back on them.
Yeah. No, you're right.
It's too convenient to point their finger at the president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. You're right. And so everyone, it's always interested me that people's everything has rested on the shoulders of Trump. He's either Satan or he's the savior, and that neither one can be true. So, America really needs to wake up to that kind of thought process. I don't know.
So I'm not a Trump sycophant. If I were a Trump sycophant, I wouldn't be sitting here telling you that, yes, Donald Trump has committed impeachable offenses. Mm-hmm. Yes, he has, but so has every president since 1861.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Obstruction ought not be where you hang your coat, because if obstruction now becomes a high crime or misdemeanor for a crime that never existed, right? Obstruction of what? Obstruction of an illegal investigation where illegal conduct was made by the investigators. That means, hey, guess what, Kate Daly listeners out there? The government that doesn't like you, maybe the sheriff doesn't like you, maybe the police department doesn't like you, maybe the governor's got something against you. That means that you're now setting a precedent for yourself.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. And where
a deputy, it could go down to the deputy. You got a deputy that doesn't like you. Mm-hmm. Now they can invent an investigation to charge you with a crime for refusing to comply with their unlawful orders.
And what do we actually know happened? A lot of unlawful things happened during that had nothing to do, or actually were perpetrated on Trump. Yeah. None of that's in the limelight. No. Just how Trump responds.
We're not talking about how the FBI violated due process. We're not talking about how the Mueller investigation violated due process. We're not talking about any of those things.
Right.
Well, when all of this happens, that's when they open up the re-education camps for us.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for having me on the show today. I really truly appreciate it.
I really appreciate you. We'll see you next week. Yes?
All right. Sounds great.
Thank you so much.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Thanks.